Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Well, the list of shows canceling performances on Broadway continues to grow during what is the most lucrative time of the year. Here to help us discuss the economic impact is Charlotte St. Martin, Broadway League President. Charlotte, thank you so much for your time today. Just want to check in with you. How widespread are the closures over the past week and leading into Christmas? And then how devastating is it for Broadway to be hit once again right now? It could not come at a worse time.
Well, you're right. It can't come at a worse time. I'm very happy to say that while we have 30 shows running as of today, 9 have postponed this evening's performance. Every day it's a different number and different shows. We have really strong protocols, and the tests occur in the morning, and when a test reflects a positive result, then the show doesn't go on that day.
And Charlotte, we're seeing the cases go absolutely parabolic here in New York City. I'm just wondering, how many weeks can we sustain, or can you sustain these outages? Can the Broadway as a whole, let's say that the situation worsens and you have to cancel a few weeks, maybe a month's worth of shows, what kind of damage does that do to the bottom lines and the ability thereafter to reopen?
Well, each show has a different financial model and different advanced sales, so it's difficult for me to give you an answer to that. For tonight, we will be having 21 shows performing, so 2/3 of the shows that are on Broadway are performing, and 1/3 are not. No one could withstand a lengthy shutdown, and it's just, I don't have a crystal ball, and it depends on their financial model and how far in advance they have ticket sales.
And we just saw Jagged Little Pill being the first sort of casualty and is shutting permanently. Obviously, that's not just due to COVID. They had other issues that were going on. But do you think that other shows are vulnerable? Some could be struggling and may consider doing the same thing if we don't get a handle on Omicron, because as my co-anchor Jared just said, cases are skyrocketing up 640%.
Yes, I mean, we have no way of knowing, again, what will happen with each show. We do know that we have good advance sales for many of our shows who could withstand a week or 2 weeks potentially, but every show has their own financial model. Broadway is a very, very expensive venture. We have the best theatrical employees in the world, but they're also the most expensive. But we're committed to keeping everyone safe and secure, and ideally as many people employed as possible, because a lot more people depend upon Broadway than just our direct workers, the hotels, the restaurants, the parking garages, the shops. So we do everything to keep the shows going.
And Charlotte, do you and the Broadway League have conversations with local politicians, authorities, about the status of this? And for instance, we have a new incoming mayor-elect, Eric Adams, who, by the way, has now had to either cancel or postpone his inauguration ceremony. Any conversations with these folks that, and any kind of insights that you can give us from those conversations?
We speak frequently with the city and the state, and Broadway's not like anybody else. So if we are in fact able to keep our cast, crew, and audience safe, we don't anticipate they're shutting us down. I think everyone has different protocols. We are told we have the strictest protocols in the entertainment world, and it's probably why we've been able to serve 2.3 million theatergoers in the last 4 months and deliver 2,200 performances. We require vaccines, we require masks, and not everyone does that. So we don't anticipate being shut down at any time soon.
Charlotte, I just want to ask you anecdotally, you are synonymous with Broadway. You've been associated with it for so long. Personally, how do you feel about these disruptions coming once again, hitting Broadway once again? And then what are you hearing anecdotally as well from the shows, from producers and cast members?
Well, I personally am thrilled we're back up. We saw so many people unemployed or underemployed during the shutdown. The joy and excitement that our community has been experiencing in these 4 months is unlike any happiness I think I've ever seen. So it's heartbreaking to think that we could enter another phase like what we were during, that we experienced during the pandemic. But certainly we have many more tools now. We know a great deal more. We continue to work with epidemiologists who give us daily, weekly updates on protocols and make recommendations for changes if there needs to be changes. So I'm going to continue to be cautiously optimistic that we will have a good number of shows performing for our visitors, both from the city and from the world.
All right. Well, we are going to keep our fingers crossed as well, because Broadway desperately needs all of those sales and all the help that it deserves. All right. We will leave it there. Charlotte St. Martin, thank you so much for taking the time to join us from Broadway League, our president there. Thank you.